listening to the Voice Behind the Pen podcast, created and hosted by author and screenwriter S.C. Dickens. New episodes are released every Monday and Wednesday night and can be found at www.theauthorscdickens.com. On Mondays, S.C. interviews a fellow author, and on Wednesdays, S.C. interviews an artist in the film industry. Be on the lookout for members-only exclusive episodes and content, also found at theauthorscdickens.com. While you're on the site, be sure to sign up for S.C. Dickens' Virtual Book Club. S.C. hosts monthly virtual video gatherings for like-minded folks, where you'll get together and discuss the featured book of the month. This is a great way to meet some new people, make some friends, and the best news is that it's free. On the site, you'll also find SC's Author for Hire services, where you and SC can brainstorm ideas, and he will write anything from a short story or skit to a novel or full movie script that you'll be able to use as your own work once completed. Stop by the store page on the site to purchase books written by author S.C. Dickens. S.C. has ebooks available as well, so you don't have to wait on shipping. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send S.C. an email via the email link at the top of the site. There, you'll also find links to all of S.C.'s social media accounts. Thanks again for listening. So get comfortable, grab whatever your go-to is to let loose, and please, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Voice Behind the Pen podcast. I'm your host, author, and screenwriter S.C. Dickens, and tonight we're diving into the captivating world of urban fiction with a special guest whose stories resonate deeply with readers worldwide. Joining us is the prolific author, Victor L. Martin, whose work in the genre has left an indelible mark on the literary landscape. In this episode, we'll be exploring the intricate layers of Martin's latest novel, Motive for Murder, a gripping tale that dives into the gritty reality of urban life, intertwined with elements of mystery and suspense. With his deft storytelling and keen insight into human nature, Martin's work goes beyond mere entertainment, offering a profound reflection on society and the human condition. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained as we uncover the voice behind the pen of one of urban fiction's most compelling storytellers. Good evening, Vic. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Blessed to be here another day.
All right, all right. I appreciate you coming on to the show, man. And I want to congratulate you on your little book tour that you're going. I want to say little. I got to get out of the habit of saying little when I talk about people's accomplishment, about your book tour that you've been going on. I've been watching you on Facebook and you're doing your thing, man.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, every Monday night, I interview an author, and this week I wanted to interview you, Victor L. Martin. My first question is, what sparked the idea for your latest book, and how did it evolve as you wrote it?
Okay, my latest book is called Motive for Murder, and I wrote it while I was incarcerated and surrounded by mostly black guys. When I see them reading, honestly, when I tell them about my books, it's like, nah, man, I don't really read urban books anymore because they all the same. You know, they started judging all the books the same. And so I saw that only books that was mostly reading was like Donald Goins and, not Donald Goins, but James Patterson and stuff like that, mainly suspense novels. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try to do that. So I wrote Motive for Murder just to get out of my box and to see if I could do it, to challenge myself. And so when I wrote it, I didn't know it was going to turn out that good. And so like a year later, I was at another camp and there's this white guy. He just lay in his bed all day and read. I'm talking about 24/7. And so I went to him and I gave him the galley proof. I said, hey, man, I said, why don't you check this suspense novel I wrote and tell me what you think. And he was like, well, I can probably, he said, I'll read it. He said, but I'll probably know what happened before the end of the book. I said, okay. And so I made a bet with him. I said, if you can tell me who committed the murder before you get to the last chapter, I give you $10. I said, but you got to be honest and don't go to the end of the book. He said, all right, I'll do that. He finished that book in 3 days. And when he came to me, he was like, man, he said, look, he said, did you write this book? I said, yeah, I wrote it. He said, man, listen. He said, it's the best suspense novel I ever read. He said, I didn't know who committed the crime, even in the last chapter. He said, man, it's a good book. And so I knew I had something. And it's not an urban book. It's a straight up suspense novel. And it's like I said, it's on sale now. And I think I can really cross over with this book here.
Okay. So my next question is, how do you approach world building in your fiction, particularly with the genre and fantasy science fiction?
Okay, you say science fiction?
Yeah. When comparing against science fiction and fantasy, you know.
Okay, I think, like I said, the last one I wrote is a suspense novel, but the majority of my books are urban / a little bit erotic. But I think the way I write my books, I don't never plan them. I just write as I go. I just let the characters take over. And I always mix reality with fiction. And I just try to write good books. I don't really go by the platform. I try not to do what the norm is. Like, I was once asked to write a romance novel for a major publisher up in New York. And so when they sent me the guidelines, it was like, okay, the characters have to be black. They can't sleep with no other character but each other. They can't have explicit sex. And they have to get married at the end. I'm like, why do I need to write this book? I said, it's like, yeah, that's how they want all their books. I'm like, so basically, anybody that buy the book, they're already going to know how it's going to end. I didn't even write that book because it's like, you are basically telling me what to write and how to write it. So the reader's already going to know, okay, the main character, she only going to sleep with one person and she's going to get married at the end. So what's the use of reading the book? So I didn't even get into that. But so I just write as it comes to me. And I think that's why my style isn't like anybody else's, because I let the characters take over the books when I write them.
Okay. So that's particularly your writing technique?
Yep.
Okay. So do you have a favorite scene or moment from any of your books, and what makes it so special to you?
This one hasn't came out yet, but it's going to be in True to a Fault Part 2. And I'm not going to spoil the ending, but the character, his name is Savion. He has a major transition from where he started out in Part 1. And this book is going to I put a lot of myself in this book. So the character, if you can understand the character in this book, you can understand me, because I put my faults in there, my fears, my wishes, my dreams, everything. And even though it's a fiction book, but the title itself, True to a Fault. So I'm really looking forward to releasing this book this summer. And like I said, Part 1 is coming out this summer, and I'll try to release Part 2. Probably December of this year. And like I said, I really don't want to spoil the ending, but True to a Fault Part 1 and 2 is really going to change the game.
Okay. Have you ever had an opportunity to collaborate with another author? And if so, how did that turn out?
I haven't done that yet, you know, because most of the time I was incarcerated, but now I'm reaching out to other authors and I'm looking to do that. And me, it doesn't even matter if they're on my label or not, or if they just coming out, or are they established? Because I just like to network with everybody. I'm not on no ego trip where like, oh, I've been writing for 20 plus years, I'm not going to collaborate with somebody that just started. No, I'd rather network and let somebody that just started give them my experience. And I might can learn something from them. So, you know, I'm never going to be be on a pedestal and be like, well, you know, I've been right for such long. I'm not going to network with this person. So anybody out there that want to network, hey, my Facebook page, Vic Dale Martin - author, hit me up on the inbox.
Okay. How do you stay organized and keep on track with the plot and details of your characters and the elements while you're writing?
Well, like I said, I write as I go. And like when I'm bringing my characters to life, it's like I just keep them all in my head. And I might write down on a piece of paper, like their age, their height, and whatnot. But I think my style of writing isn't like anybody else's, because, like I said, I was locked up when I started writing, and I didn't have no platform to go off of. And as you know, in most books, writers that are free, they have the opportunity to research. I didn't have that. You know, I didn't have no internet. My research was magazines. For me to keep up with the cars, I had to read Motor Trend. You know, so even the setting of my books, like I wrote a book called, what was the name of the book? I wrote so many. Anyway, I wrote a book. It was based in Durham, North Carolina. And I never set foot in that city a day in my life. And I wrote the book just based off a little small map that I found in a newspaper. And so this, my way of writing is raw, and it's just something I taught myself how to do. Like I never went to school for writing. It's just something that I learned and got better with over time.
Okay. Have you ever had a person that read one of your books and was like, you know, a lot of times when people read stuff, they want you to be, you know, almost to the T of the actual situation. Have you ever ran into somebody who was like, bro, that couldn't happen like that. There's no way in the world because of this, that, and the third.
Well, when I was locked up, this was crazy. It's like I had wrote a sex scene. It was between two women. And the female officer, she was like, actually, she was like, yo, when did you experience that? I said, nah, I never experienced that. She said, ain't no way you wrote a sex scene like this and you ain't never seen that before. I said, nah, it was with my imagination. So she didn't believe that I could write something that detailed and never experienced it. And like I said, I just have a wild imagination, a vivid imagination. And I can't take the credit. I'm blessed to be able to do what I do with this pen and pad. And like I said, I have 7 more books that I'm about to put out in the next year or so. And like I said, it's only going to get better.
Okay. What are you enjoying the most about being an author that's self-published compared to an author that's published?
Okay, I was on both sides. I started out with Triple Crown Publishing. And, you know, all I had to do then was write the manuscript. And that was it. They would get it tight. They would edit it. Everything, do the cover. All I got, you know, just sit back and write the book. But now, as the CEO of VL Martin Productions, I have to oversee the typing, the editing, typesetting, book cover, even down to what type of paper I'm going to use when a book is printed, the size of the book when it's printed. So I had to learn all this just on the go. Like I said, I didn't take any school for business. I'm just people just telling me how to do it. And I'm learning as I go. But now, even though I have to put in everything financially to get the book published, my percentage that I get back is bigger now. And so I have to give credit to Wahida Clark, because when I have like a couple years left, you know, I asked her to put me down with Cash Money Content. This was when they was doing that thing. And believe it or not, instead of her saying like, yeah, just sign with me, and, you know, so I would have been stuck with the 10% range. She's like, look, you got a fan base. When you get out, start your own company, do your own thing. You know, that's what she told me to do, and I did it. And to this day, we're still partners. I got a lot of respect for Wahida, her daughter, Hassana, and Nuance. And so now as the CEO of VL Martin Productions is just sky's the limit from here.
Okay. So at this present moment, are you signing other authors to your publishing company?
Right now, I'm building my money so I can do that, because I want to be able to give them an advance. And I want to, you know, say I've been treated wrong in my past, and I'm not going to put certain authors' names out there. Well, publishers' names out there. I'm going to say this. They up in New York. And so I know how it feels to be done wrong. So, and I believe in karma. So when I do sign authors, I'm going to treat them right and how they're supposed to be treated. Fair deals, you know. Not doing what all the other shiesty people out here doing. But, you know, that's life. But I refuse to be the mad author. I'm just focusing on my brand and going forward. And, you know, so that's how I'm moving.
Okay. Do you have, with your company, do you have beta readers? And if so, how much do they influence your revisions on your books?
I don't have any yet, and I am currently looking for some, but I'm like the biggest, I'm my biggest critic, but I do have people. Well, my type is like, they tell me anything like, yo, you should do this, because I'm always open to criticism. I go back and change it, but as an author, I believe that you will never write a book where you'd be like, okay, yeah, this is it right here. It's always, you can go back and read, okay, let me change this. Let me do this. Let me change it. So it's best to write it, get it out, go over about two or three times and let somebody else go over it, because it's never going to be perfect. Well, I know in my eyes, my book's never going to be perfect. And then if you read it too much, then you're going to be like, man, this right here is garbage. So you just have to, I probably go over it two or three times and I let my typist do her thing on it. But yeah, as far as it being perfect, in your eyes, it'll never be that. But then when you give it to one of your readers, they'll be like, it's the best book they ever read.
Okay. With your stories blending with multiple genres, how do you find the balance between the different storytelling?
Okay, like when I did my suspense novel, mm-hmm. I had to change it from my past novel, because, you know, my past novels was mainly male driven, you know, sex. But with Motive for Murder, the main character is a female and she doesn't even have a sex scene. I made it where she's a strong black woman focused on her job. And the characters, there are black characters, white characters. So it's a mixture. It's a full, matter of fact, it's not even classified as an urban novel. It's a straight up suspense novel. And as the CEO of VL Martin Productions, when I do offer my books to libraries, if they say they're going to put it in urban fiction, I won't give it to them. And they be like, why? I'm like, this is a suspense novel. Don't judge it just because I'm black. You're going to put it in African-American? No, it's a suspense novel. That's where it needs to go. If you don't want to put it there, then you're not going to get it. And that's something that I want to speak on as far as African-American writers. If we write something, it should be based off the genre that is. If it's if it's a Western, it should be in the Western section. If it's a fantasy, it should be in fantasy. Suspense, it should be in suspense. It shouldn't be, who wrote that book? Black guy, okay, put it in African-American. No, it should be in the genre that has been wrote, that it was wrote for, you know. So I don't see why I'm the only one that's speaking on that, because really it's biased and it's racist. You saying, oh, because you are black and you wrote this book, it don't matter what it's about, it goes in African-American. So as like I said, since this is my book, and when I give it to vendors, I'm asking where they putting it at. They say it's going in African-American. I'm like, nah, it's going in suspense. If not, then you're not going to carry it. So that's how I'm going on that.
Okay. So do you have any books in the library at the present moment?
Yes, my books are in the library. I went to the library in Charlotte about 2 or 3 weeks ago, And I just by random, I typed my name in. They had like three of my books, and they had them there. And like the library didn't even know that I had wrote the books. Cause like I'm like humble, so I didn't go in and like, hey, I wrote the books. I just saw my books was in there. And so what I'm gonna do next week when my books come in, I'm going to the library, and I'm gonna donate my book, and hopefully they will put it in a suspense section. And so, but like I said, just going from there and building my brand up and just stepped into the shoes of being an author out here.
Okay. Do you have any writing rituals or habits to get you into your creative zone?
Music. Like I can hear a song and it'll just take me through a whole book. Like, there's a song by a rapper called Lucci called Testimony. And that song inspired me to write both of my novels, True to a Fault, Part 1 and 2. And it was, like I said, my past is my testimony. So that's why I wrote this book, because it's based on a guy getting out of prison after X amount of years, and he's an author now. You know, most people write a book, you get out of prison, he's a drug dealer or he's doing this, whatever. So I just wrote a good fiction novel based on reality, based on my life. But I wrote it while I was locked up. So everything that's happening now, you know, it's true to a fault. But like as I write and as I develop my characters, I just I just let them take over. I just let my characters take over. And sometimes I'm writing. I might go to sleep and dream about it. And then when I wake up, that's when I just put it on paper and just go from there. Because I write and I lay down and just think about what's going to happen next. But as far as like writing down the book and the plots of what's going to happen, I don't do that. I just let the characters take life and take control.
Okay. If you could collaborate with any author, living or dead, who would it be and why?
That's a good one. That is a good one. I would have to say, actually he's my mentor right now, Leo Sullivan. I think he did like 28 years, and his books are, they are, like I said, his books, they're not just like just fiction. They have a message in them. And if I could collaborate with him, that would be amazing.
Okay. If you wanted to leave a legacy as an author, what would you want it to be? And what do you want people to remember you as a writer?
I like to be remembered as a guy that wrote good fiction books that really wasn't about preaching a message. It was just a good book, regardless of what it was about. It was just a good book that I want them to understand each character and whatever he or she is going after. I do try to put out a good message in my books, because I never want to spread the wrong message. And sometimes what I believe in doesn't mean everybody else believe in it. So, but like I said, I just write good books that I want people to enjoy from start to finish. And when I do leave this earth, I hope my words do carry on, and just to leave something where people can read from years to come and just be like, okay, this is a good book. And that'll satisfy me.
Okay. Now, you told us about the guy that was in prison. He read your book that you made the $10 bet with. Mm-hmm. If you could tell what the ending of your book. Do you have any other memorable readers, reactions, and encounters that stuck with you?
Let me see. Like most of them be when I was incarcerated. Okay, like I said, I'm like super humble, so most of the time, like when I get to a camp, I won't tell anybody. I won't go in like, hey, I'm Arthur Victor Martin. Most people would find out through somebody else to him, like, hey, man, you know this on Vic. So it was like I had a bunk mate, and he was my bunk mate for about like 2 months before he found out. So I'm sitting down at the table, and he came up. He's like, man, why you ain't tell me who you was? And all you talking about? He's like, man, you tell me you wrote the book. And, you know, of course I had to autograph it after that. But, yeah, it was just small experiences like that. But as far as meeting, like, true fans, like I said, my first book signing is going to be next month in February. And so that's when I'm going to actually meet my actual readers out here. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Okay. What are your qualifications for someone signing with your label?
I would want, my motto for my company is going to be quality over quantity. I'm not going to just put out 20 books a month and only two of them good. I'd rather put out two good books a year and those books are amazing. So I would want my writers to be unique and their style to be different, because I don't want to read a book where I can tell you what the ending is after the first four chapters. So I just want something that's different. And I want my writers to not follow the norm. I don't want them to think, oh, because I'm black, I got to write urban fiction. No, it's just a good book, you know. And I believe that the talent that people have when it comes to writing is basically fueled off how they feel and how they view the world. So if I put guidelines on that, like, okay, well, you got to do this, 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 then it's not them writing the book, it's me writing the book. So my guidelines for my company is just going to be, look, just write a good book that it'll hold the reader after the first four chapters and continue to do so to the end. And I think that V.L. Martin Productions is going to be a trendsetter in that area.
Okay. So you're accepting work from any genre? Or is there a genre you'll stay away from?
Well, like right now, it will be focused on urban fiction, erotic, and suspense, and general fiction. But like I said, if I come across, like, I read fantasy myself. If I come across a good fantasy book, I'm like, hey, this right here needs, somebody need to put this out. I definitely won't pass it by. But I don't want to put a box around my company where I'll be like, well, we only do this and we don't do that. Like I said, we just put out good fiction, good suspense, good erotic lit, good fantasy, you know, so I might need to change my company to good lit. But yeah, it's just, if it's good and we got a fan base for it and we can make money, because it always come down to money, you know. So if it's good, then 9 out of 10, I'll give it a shot. But like I said, I'm gonna keep it fair, and I'm going to hire some acquisition editors, so you have to go through them for before it gets to me, because like I said, it's a business. Just because I like it, it might not be something that'll make money, you know. So it's all about business first.
Okay. Well, my final question is there any closing comments or contact information that you want to leave the listeners with?
Okay, yes. Like I said, my new book that's currently out is called Motive for Murder. And you can get the paperback on Amazon.com. But as far as the ebook and the audiobook, I ask you to please swing by VLMartinProductions.com, and you can attain the ebook or the audiobook. As far as the paperback book, you can get that on Amazon. And all of my future novels from here on out, they will be available on VL Martin Productions, because I'll be self-publishing. And we're looking for about 7 more. So within the next 2 to 3 years, I'll be releasing those books, probably about 2 to 3 a year or more. And like I said, my next goal is I'm going to start on filmmaking. And one more thing, my Facebook page is Victor L. Martin Author. Instagram is Victor L. Martin _.
All right, Vic. I appreciate you coming on.
No problem.
Cast today, the voice behind the pen. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you.
Keep us posted on what's going on, what you got going on new. Can you, matter of fact, give everybody the information where your next book sign is going to be, just in case if any of the listeners are there or close by.
Okay. My next book sign is going to be February the 22nd in Selma, North Carolina. Like I said, you can swing by my Facebook page and all the information is up there. That is Victor L. Martin Author.
Okay, Vic. I appreciate you again, man.
All right, you too. And thank you very much for reaching out to me.
No problem, man. And this is another episode of The Voice Behind the Pen. Good night, everyone.
All right, thank you.